Hey, Supernatural fans, we are back here for Season 13, Episode 8, The Scorpion and the Frog. Stay tuned after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yup. I love it because they use it for all their gag reel stuff, too. So I love that you picked this song, Lucretia, because it's awesome.
It's not a line dance, though.
Heck yeah. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Supernatural After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. I'm here with my heist crew, Lucretia Lyon down at the end of the table.
Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet since there is only one.
And Miss Shauna!
Yes, I'm Shauna Oliver. You can catch me on all social media at DShaunaO. And I'm wearing my plaid today because Dean won the episode for me. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I love how we're like slowly kind of turning you away from Sam since the first episode.
I know. Yeah. I hate it, but honey, Dean did that. He really made this episode so like powerful for me.
And those dimples just make life funny.
I know. Sam is usually always, you know, he gets there. Like, yeah. It takes him some time. But he gets there, and obviously there's a lot of intertwining that he does where it's like, oh, if Sam didn't do that, technically we wouldn't get this thing. So it's just that there are just times where I just want to be...
It's necessary, but Sam, come on now. You can't trust everybody. You trusted a demon today.
He's been doing that past two episodes. He's been messing up. He trusted Ketch, a.k.a. Arthur Alexander.
He kind of convinced us, though, a little bit.
Sammy always has a weakness for bad guys, though. He's always like, yes. Okay.
He's like, I want to see the good in you, even though you tried to kill me.
He says, I was a bad guy once.
You can't use that example every time.
Yeah,
though, Sam.
He always does.
You can't do it. But anyway, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We're so excited to have you guys in the live chat. If you're joining us later, welcome. We're definitely going to be talking about only episode 8, The Scorpion and the Frog. So let's just dive right into it. So we have this crazy opening scene where we're in this really cool museum and there's this lady looking fly with her curls and stuff. I just want to point that out. I don't have my curls out today, but
her look.
Oh, she looked great. And immediately I was like, either she is somebody who's really, really important who really needs something, or she's possessed. Those are the only two options I had because I'm like, she's not making any eye contact. She's just kind of going.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to steal from the museum.
She did, technically.
An artifact.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she did, but I thought she was going to like try to get like a ring or a jewel like off the wall or something, but she was down to the personnel.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't thinking that she was looking for a document or something of that nature. Right. So it was very interesting. And obviously we have her stealing said document, and then we have a guard who's coming down, which I was like, oh, please don't kill him. He didn't deserve it. He's just doing his job. And he ends up just... And his vessel gets taken over, pretty much, and then she passes out. And I was like, how does that work? Because I know we don't get to, like, see what happens after, but she's just, like, knocked out or dead.
Does she get up and is like, basement? Where am I?
Yep.
Or is she just dead?
It depends. It depends on the vessel.
Because there's, like, a time limit. Like, they can be fine after a certain point or just, like, empty.
Yeah, especially because the fact that if you use them for said something like going into battle or getting hurt or something like that, they can't feel it because they're a demon, but their bodies or their vessels will eventually be, wear and tear kind of thing.
Right.
So since we didn't get to really know her that well.
Well, we know her foot is screwed up because she's kicked that door in.
Oh, yeah.
She couldn't get the code right.
And that's how I knew immediately. I was like, something's not right with our lady here. But I also felt bad for her. Our guard, because one, he got possessed, and then next he gets killed, just straight up, like no time, you know. But we see that he obviously was looking for something for Asmodeus, you know what I'm saying, and we get our side dish Crowley a little bit. At least it's what I felt about it. I don't know how you guys felt about it.
Play Crowley.
Yeah,
because he didn't last long.
No.
Yeah, I mean, no one can replace Crowley, so I'm glad that this character that was kind of trying didn't really last long, just because, I'm sorry, I still have eyes for Crowley.
Yeah, no, he's still the best, and obviously he's been there since day one, so it's kind of hard to replace Crowley like that. So I didn't know if that's what the writers were trying to do, but, get Bart. I don't even want to try to pronounce his full name, but Bart, and he pretty much needs the boys for something.
An indecent proposal.
I also love how perfect timing it was, because Sam and Dean were just talking about Jack and how to find him and how to help him, and the fact that Cass, who's obviously being portrayed by Asmodeus, is like, oh, I haven't found anything. I'll get back to you when I do, when really he's just hanging out in a jail cell.
Right. That pisses me off because I feel like, why don't you guys know him well enough to be like, you're not acting yourself, and then just figure it all out.
Yeah, the boys don't pay attention sometimes well enough. They're just like, ugh, Cass is just going off on his adventures. I really wish that you would come back and help us, even though you've been gone for, I don't know, like 2 days. Whatever. But, yeah, they get a call from Bart, and they tell him to meet him at some diner. Buys him some cherry pie. I like that. And pretty much tells him, like, hey, I've got the skinny on how to get your boy back. I've got this half of this spell, and I can give you the other half when you're done. And in my head, I was like, oh, it's kind of like a heist. You do this job, I give you half now and half later. And then that's pretty much what we got.
But can I say, it was very suspicious. He didn't want to talk about, like, the details. He just wanted to tell them, although Dean, I'm sorry, but Dean was just eating that cherry pie like he wasn't really going to go kill some, like,
I mean,
Dean loves pie. He wasn't about to leave it.
No. Even I was in my head, I was going like, just be careful. It might be poisoned. He might have put something in it. No. Dean doesn't care.
He just went for it.
Oh, yeah, it's pie. It's pie. It's not. If he left that table without eating that pie, I would know something is incorrect. I would be like, that's not Dean. Somebody needs to stab him, kill him, knock him out, something.
If Dean didn't finish his pie, that would have been the weird thing.
Yeah. Not even, at least tried it. Like, I would have at least had him just go, like, could be dead. Oh, no, I'm fine. Gonna eat this. And I love how Sam was just like, really, dude? And I'm like, how do you not know your brother right now?
I know, that's me. I'm like,
maybe the next time he just won't do this like this.
No. If there's a pie on the table, which again, I love that Bart knew that, it's like, I'm going to eat the pie. So,
well, yeah, he got the job done. Because he was like, we'll take the job.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, free pie. I agree. But yeah, anyway, so they end up checking to see if the spell to get Jack back or this Nephilim back, which I love, I have it here somewhere, of like how, what it meant, the spell that they had. Hold on. Oh, the Queen of Sheba was half angel, and King Solomon wanted to keep track of her. And I love Dean's explanation of like, so King Solomon wanted to keep track of his ex-girlfriend at all times, and Sam's like, Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I mean, hey, if your significant other is half angel, might be trying to start stuff, it kind of makes sense to make a spell. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm like, why not? So they found out it was legit. Clearly need the second half. They decided to go meet Bart at his hideout, which I couldn't really tell if they were in a factory
like a warehouse.
But we get to meet our two people of our heist, Smash
our characters.
And Grab.
Smash
and Grab. How did we feel about these nicknames?
I thought it was a very cheesy heist nickname, so I kind of liked that it was goofy like that.
Yeah, the little murder board.
And then Dean's like, those are your names. We're like, it's our nicknames.
Wait, is her name Smash? Yeah, yeah. I love Smash because the fact that she was just like, you know, she was living in obviously whatever time era that she was in, because she got called Winona for Winona Ryder with her boots. And then she had, to us, I guess it would be Surge for us.
Yes, that's what I thought of when it was like, it's like Surge.
It was called, Nerve Damage?
Nerve Damage. He's like, oh man, I used to drink this all the time in high school. And I was like, yep, it's Surge.
Right. Yeah, Surge was the bomb.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell if she was either, nice, I couldn't tell if it was because of the fact that she's either been alive this entire time and hasn't aged, or if she's just really nostalgic for this time era.
I mean, she could have just been a hipster, let's face it. They love the 90s. That's I love when Dean makes a comment about her shoes. The 90s called. They want the shoes back.
I was like, that's when I knew. I was like, oh, this is the type of episode we're going to get. We're clearly going to get a very silly Dean and Sam this entire episode.
And as you see in the chat, a hipster, why would a demon possess a hipster?
I mean,
it's a crazy combination, but it was kind of fun.
But the fact that she knows everything about a safe, that's why they possessed her. And the fact that she's really freaking smart. Clearly she knows what she's doing. So.
Well, and two, I mean, was she actually possessed? I think her soul was just taken. That was the thing, is I think they just owned her soul. So.
Yeah, she did before, where she's done a crossroad deal. That's what Bart is. He's a crossroad demon.
Yeah, like Bella.
Yeah.
I liked her. I felt like she added a great like little quirkiness to the episode, and a little flirting from Dean, or was it just like friendly?
No, I felt like there was a little spark, but obviously I also don't know how old she is, so I just didn't want to dance around that number,
She looked young.
Yeah, she looked old enough. She looked legal. That sounds weird. But she looked at that age, but at the same time, I also don't know, because if, let's say, she was taken, she had her soul taken, and maybe she doesn't age for whatever reason, I didn't know. I didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Anyway, so our heist is, I wanted like Ocean 11 music to be playing at this point in time. It didn't happen. But the fact that we get this guy, who, again, everyone in the chat, please help me, because I thought his name, Shauna said
Strike.
I thought it was Shrike, like S-H-R-I-K-E. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Luther Shrike. I looked it up on IMDb.
Thank you. So yeah, okay. So Luther. I'm going to call him Luther.
That's easier.
Yes, yeah, so Luther is a collector of some sorts, but he's also not human, kind of like on that weird line of like he's a supernatural collector and he also is a thing of supernatural. So we're like, okay, great.
The what things I learned about him, the most like you know, shocking things or the things that specify him apart are that he doesn't die on his own property and that he has definitely been to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those things already let me know, okay, this guy's dangerous.
Yeah, especially because the fact that we didn't really find out about the immortal thing until we already kind of went through the heist. But I do love the fact that we know that he's been to hell and back. And the reason that they needed Dean in the first place is because he's also been to hell and back.
Right.
And the only way to open the safe is, open the safe or get to the safe is using his blood. Which that entire scene was ridiculous, which we'll get to.
Yeah, and too, like, it is interesting. Sam has also been to hell and back, that's but not in weird. The same way that Dean was, yeah. I guess. And that's why they're.
Because Sam like, was put in the box.
Yeah, so Sam was just in the box. Different. He didn't actually die,
yeah.
You know, per se. Yeah. And I guess that was it. I don't know.
But again, in supernatural science, it's always weird because you have to be either one or the other.
Right.
It doesn't mix well, apparently. So, yeah, so they decide to go with it. Also, Grab is a demon who's really good at finding faults? I don't know.
He
anyway,
finds faults.
Yeah, yeah, so we know that there's a mahogany chest that has something very important that Bart doesn't want to talk about, but it's important and he needs it. And he'll give everybody what they need after they obtain it. So
red flag.
Yeah. So yeah, they go to the house. Sam is there to kind of distract with the demon hunt killing knife, which I'm like, that thing's awesome. Why would you get rid of that?
Yeah. Why would you bring it to him?
Because well, I'm assuming that he was thinking that he was going to kill him with said knife, but at the same time I was like, I feel like it's not that simple. But we also get the scene right before they show up that one of Asmodeus' guys shows up to be like, hey, just to let you know that they're on their way, and Bart, you know, be careful, Bart is a betrayer, and this, but he ends up killing him and going, I don't take orders from anybody, deal with it, you know, whatever.
Right. Which I liked, I thought it was
Ruby's knife, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so they get there, he's talking, all that kind of stuff, and then at that point in time, we've got Dean, Smash, and Grab trying to figure out something. Well, they summon Grab first. That's where we get the surge drink first. He comes in. They find out. This scene is ridiculous. So he's able to do a spell so that Dean is able to find the vault. But, of course, when it's happening, we're like, okay, there's nothing moving. Right. We're all just kind of standing here. And then all of a sudden, you just see Dean's... For a second there, I thought Dean's hand turned into a flashlight.
Yeah,
and I was like, is that part of the spell? But really, he was just holding the flashlight. And because he was moving so fast, you couldn't see it. And I was just like...
Yeah, Billie Jean Girl in the chat says it was funny how Dean's arm just went all crazy. Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. So, like, it just moving it, and Jensen was just funny.
Yeah, right. he was funny.
Very Bruce Campbell.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
It was very
believable,
nice.
Though. I was like, they must have something pulling him. It was so good.
I don't know. I think Jensen Ackles is just really just freaking talented.
He watched Evil Dead 2 a few times and got it down.
Yeah, I think he's on top of it. But yeah, so I thought that was really funny. I love how it didn't work sometimes where he would be like shaking his hand going, okay, nothing's happening, and then it would just like spurt back up. I thought that was really, really cool. And then they find I don't really know what to call it, because it's not a basement, because it's not part of the house. As a person who doesn't live on the east coast, I don't know what those are. I always just associate them.
I know what you're talking. Like the, yeah. It's like the
storm cellar. Thank you. Exactly. I was like, we don't have those.
They
out
have
here.
Those in Oklahoma, and that was close enough.
Yeah, no, me. I'll take it. You know, because I know that they usually use them for tornadoes and things like that. So yeah. I just assumed that it was like a storm emergency bunker thing,
right?
But yeah, so the storm cellar. So they use that, and they find the door. Sadly enough, Grab's like, I'm not going any further. I'm just gonna stay. I'm staying right out here. Sam and him go in there, and they see this lion head kind of thing, and Smash is like, you're gonna have to put your hand in that, you have to put your paw in there. And in my head I was going, why am I having Indiana Jones feels right now? Like, I feel like your arm's about to be ripped off, or the mummy. Like, those are the two things I thought of.
And I thought he would put his hand in, and then something it would like grab him, and something would come and like roll on top of him or something
like that. I was definitely thinking that like he was gonna pull his hand out, and like his whole hand was gonna be like gone or something like that.
I thought it was funnier that all it was just a little fingerprint.
He
was more worried about spiders.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he said spiders twice. And I was like, someone has a fear of spiders. Yes. I was not aware of that. I don't remember if they've mentioned it in another season, but
I think they've seen it, shown it a few times.
Have they? Okay.
Spiders are not Dean's thing.
No. That's fine. I mean, there's a lot of things that are not Dean's thing. Like, dolls is definitely one of them. But anyway, so I love how he was, like, kind of psyching himself up. And I love that Smash didn't have to be, like, yelling at him to do it. She was just kind of, like, the silent, like, just.
Right.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm here.
Yeah. We have a job to do. Just do it. And he, you know, he's put his hand in there, and he's like, oh.
One little prick.
No, I mean, like, he wasn't really feeling anything until it, like, latched onto his fingers, and then pretty much was just like, pink. And that was it.
Got but his hand back. He still, like, sucked on his finger, tried to act like it was. But then he looked at it and was like, this is it? He's like, oh. I guess I can't act a fool of this.
I'm good. Everything's fine. I love how all of this is going on. And Luther and
Sam
are just fighting,
right?
Just in the house, you know, just whatever. Also, that basilisk stone tooth, but which really was something else, which I can't remember what it was.
It was a Gorgon tooth.
That thing looked heavy. So the fact that he hit Sam with it, I was like, I'm a little worried.
I felt like I heard his something crack.
I mean, it was crazy because, like, where the bruising was right up here. I was like, you should just not be able to function. I mean, I know that
you
don't want to
mess up the moneymaker, exactly.
Yeah. No,
that's
the
point of this show, right?
I was like, hello, that's too close to the hairline and his face. You're doing too much. So he was able to find out that, yes, that Luther was immortal. Ran back to try to tell Dean because, sadly, Grab got grabbed. And that was unfortunate. But we saw that happening, clearly, because he got away. And that Smash pretty much was like, deuces, and just ran.
Wow. When I tell you she ran, she looked at Grab that was dead and was like, okay, I'm going to run faster. Not, I'm going to try to help him. I'm going to run.
Yep, that was it. And Dean was pretty much left to his devices because they couldn't go into the safe room because if you stepped on something, some sort of dart flies right at you, which again,
totally
more Indiana Jones like S stuff. I feel like I was like watching it, but at the same time, if you guys have ever been to Disneyland, if you're on the Indiana Jones ride and you hear the darts going by, that was nice.
Something I wouldn't do.
Yeah, so I love how they were able to, Sam was able to tell him that he's immortal, but they knocked him out, tied him up, and were like, okay, so you need to tell us how to do this. No, I'm not going to do that. Great, I'm just going to make you shut up now. Put the duct tape on. They're trying to figure it out, and then Sam has the great idea of, like, why don't we just throw him in there?
Yeah, it's like, he won't die. Like, I liked that. I thought it was funny that Sammy had that idea, because it's so un-Sam-like to put someone in danger, but I guess because he really couldn't
die,
I was like, he's not really.
And then we have the example of, what was it, Entrapment? And I love how, like, Dean was like, that's the movie you think of.
Yeah.
But you watched that.
Yeah.
You haven't watched anything but
Sammy, I swear, your movie choices really worry me sometimes.
And then I love how he's like, Catherine Zeta-Jones. And then Dean's like,
Okay. I mean, I've seen the movie. I know what you're talking about.
That leather outfit, I
God,
get it.
So good. Yeah. But I love how he was like, it's not the lasers. And I was like, this is insane.
They are crazy because Dean goes, I'm looking for some crazy, like for a crazy idea. And he had one. So
no.
They push him through and you see it like going into the face and the head, the neck. I'm just like,
it was beautiful.
Wait,
I was very happy with that. And in my head, I was going, so they wheeled him back out and then went into the safe because
and
I was like,
him up, right.
And tied him back up to the pole. So I was like, did you guys take out the darts? Did you leave those in? Because they weren't on the ground.
Knowing Dean, they're still there. They're still in.
So funny. So they were able to get Smash into coming back because we get to see a tiny, tiny scene of her and Bart where he's pretty much saying, like, I own you. Like, you're going to do this. And she's like, please let me do anything. anything else. Everyone's dead. It's just it's gone. You know, it's gone up. Like, it's not gonna happen. And
he's like, oh yes, it is.
Yeah. So yeah. So pretty much, she comes back, cracks that safe with like no time to spare.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. And they find the chest. They don't open it, which is great. Stick it in the car and drive off, and they run into Luther on the street. This
was a Fast and the Furious moment. Did you guys see how he like drove back at 100 miles per hour backwards? Then he turned. Then Sam pulled out the gun and was like, boop, boop, boop.
Oh, yeah. No, these guys are professionals. Like, they know what they're doing.
They're gangster. Yeah, I like it.
They know what they're doing. But in my head, I was thinking, wait, how far does your property go? Because right. You're on the road yeah. now. So I didn't know what was supposed to happen here. So the story that he said was so kind of crazy. So apparently he sold his soul to Bart because his son was very sick and wanted him to live and for him to die. So he ended up going to hell because he's a terrible person, or the crimes that he committed. And we find out that his son died anyway, not from the sickness, but from drowning. Right. And that was unfortunate, which again, because crossroad demons are very tricky, you have to make sure to read the fine print. Just like in anything that you sign.
Right. especially if it's your soul you're giving away.
Yeah. I feel like you take some time, you know, find like some bifocals, you know, right. and like run through it just one more time. Yeah, just like eight of them just to make sure.
This reminds me like Bart Simpson sold his soul to Milhouse.
Yeah.
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 I forgot about that. Yeah. I was like, that Bart sold his soul too.
Bart's, you know.
Yeah, no.
When it comes to the souls, just...
Stay away. Just stay away from it. Don't do it. But yeah, so... But the thing that caught me off guard was the decapitation. Whoa! Yeah. Was not expecting that. I was expecting to, like, see, like, a knife go through his chest or, like, or something. I don't know. But that was... Whoa. That was crazy.
I guess it was because it's like, yep, we gotta make sure he looks dead. Yeah,
like, right. dead. Like, he cannot come back. Like,
and then he goes, whoop, he should never came outside.
Yeah, never should have left the house. Like, that was not that wasn't a good thing. But when he did tell him to open up the chest, and the most important thing to Bart is his bones, which is insane. I haven't seen an episode where they lit a demon's bones on fire in so long. So it was kind of nice bringing that like old Supernatural episode back. I really like that. Yeah, exactly.
But I like that it was Alice who did, well, who I've been calling Winona all episodes.
Yeah.
But it's Alice who actually did it because Dean and Sam were actually not able to do it. It would have been... But I thought Dean was going to do it at the last minute and say, funny what I can do in a half a second. But I like that it was Alice because she had a redemption, you know? Yeah. What I mean?
And I love the fact that he's not. We've always had times where Dean sometimes would be like, I don't care, and would just do it anywhere, find a more trickier way to do it. But the fact that he's obviously learning, the fact that he's bonded with this girl and has gotten to the point where, like, I want you to have a better life, so I'm not going to risk it by doing this, because the fact that he turned on everybody so freaking quick, and he also understands that demons are way faster than him, so he's not gonna risk that either. So left the lighter in there, she burned it up. Sadly enough, he was holding the second half of the scroll, so we don't know what it is, but I know what's gonna happen obviously in the rest of the season.
What?
Sam's gonna probably figure it out, and he'll have that second half, or we'll find another angel or demon who like just knows it. Something like that. Or if Chuck comes back, maybe he'll know. I have no idea.
I'm excited.
I mean,
for
Chuck
the
is God.
Yeah. Yeah, there could be any reason. But I love that Alice or Smash or whatever decided that she was like, now that I'm free, I'm going to go do stuff on my own. Which in my head, I'm going, you're probably going to come back. They're probably going to need a safe to crack for whatever reason. I'm hoping that maybe they found another half somewhere that was like a copy that they put into a different museum, because museums do that all the time where they make copies. And they might need her again. Yeah, that would be great. Since I actually found out, as a person who is a little late to this game, because I haven't watched a lot of their interviews in a while, that the reason why we don't have many female characters on the show is because fans were like upset that there was a lot more females hanging out with their boys. So they were like, yeah, we just wrote them out. This is what you asked for. And I was like, oh, that is unfortunate. Also, come on. We need more females in this show.
It's real life.
It's like the young teenagers. Like, it's not like actual. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's actual women, but they said the younger viewers were getting upset.
Yeah, because the superhero stuff and all that has a good mix of men and women. So, yeah. I mean, Supernatural should be the same audience. I mean, because I know I watch the CW every night of the week.
Yeah, there's always something, but I feel like because the show's been on for so long that they are female, the younger female generation's like, don't touch our boys! Like, right, they're, like, right. freaking out. And I'm like, okay.
You know,
yeah, we all okay. have, they're big enough to share. They're, like, 6'3". Like, it's fine. But anyway, so she leaves, and they're pretty much stuck with trying to figure out what to do. But they
don't forget how Dean says, stay weird.
Oh, yeah, she does this, like, cute little peace sign, like, sticking her tongue out.
I felt when he said that, everything was all well with the world, mm-hmm. and I felt like Zen. Did anyone adorable. Else feel that, or just me?
No. It was a really nice, like, well-rounded touch. Yeah. And the fact that he's kind of like that with most of his, when they have, like, a side character come on, like, mm-hmm. he's very, especially with kids, he's usually okay. It's mostly when this kid can destroy the world and everything right. around it, he's a little bit more touchy.
And that's why she was very Charlie-like in the way mm-hmm. that her and Dean sort of had that good so chemistry. Nice.
I miss Charlie.
I know, me too. Yeah. Because they were bros.
Yeah, man, it was great.
Yeah. Jeez. She was great.
Yeah, it makes me sad. I don't want to think about it. So that's pretty much the end of the episode. Next week, we have the mid-season finale, which is supposed finale. To be pretty information-heavy, which makes sense. And I'm not quite sure how much time we have in between the break, but obviously we'll be off for the holidays. And we'll keep mm-hmm. you guys updated when the next after show will happen from there. But we also have a little bit of news and gossip for everybody.
AfterBuzz TV News.
If you haven't been reading the tabloids, because I don't know why you're not, Jensen, our lovable Dean, his wife is going to be in the next episode, or just sometime in the season, I think.
I think she'll be recurring for the later half of this season.
Sweet. Yeah.
So yeah, that's great. I like Danielle.
I've been wanting to see her in the show eventually.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that she had never come on. Yeah.
I mean, maybe she wanted to stay out of it because we had Jared Padalecki and his wife meet on the show, and you know, and I love that because watching earlier seasons, she's like, hee-hee, you guys are going to get married and have two babies.
And they have no idea. It's adorable.
Yeah, it was really cute. And he, like, knew, apparently, if you see any of the interviews, he's like, oh, I knew, like, immediately when I met her that I wanted to date her. And I was like, get it, buddy. But, yeah, so it's really, really cool to see that family aspect, you know, because I think Jensen has had his dad on the show and things like that. So it's really, really cool. So I'm really glad that we're kind of just bringing in more family members into the show. It's really awesome.
Supernatural family.
Yeah. And again, don't forget mid-season finales next week. So we will again let you know what's happening after pretty much Christmas at that point in time. Because I think it's off for the rest of the month. That's what I'm going to say. At least after next week.
Yeah. And I usually won't come back till January.
I'm assuming that it's either probably the week after New Year's, I would say. If not, we'll obviously let you know, because sometimes CW is kind of weird with their show. Yeah. Sometimes it's like 3 months, sometimes it's just 3 weeks. It really depends. So we'll definitely keep you updated with that. But for now, we have one more episode until we're on holiday break. Ladies, tell the awesome people where they can find you.
Since I'm Lucretia Lyon, guys, you can always find me at LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. But you can also find me on the same channel here just after this show on Horror TV Weekly. Mm-hmm. And then also for the CW Superhero Show finale for Supergirl on Monday and Legends of Tomorrow on Tuesday. And then also on Tuesday, I do a podcast with Tori J and Lex Michael. I'm their special guest yet again to talk about the CW DC shows.
Nice.
So yeah, that'll be out on Tuesday on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, guys.
Nice.
Missing out.
Amazing.
Shauna?
My girl is working. Yeah. I'm Shauna Oliver, and if you're interested, you can catch me on all social media at @DShaunaO. You can also catch me right here on AfterBuzz TV every Wednesday for Star on Fox. Mm-hmm. It comes on right after Empire, and it's an amazing show. Please catch up with me.
And again, I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. I'm on a couple after shows here on AfterBuzz TV. I am doing Lethal Weapons again on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. If you do like Lethal Weapon, we might be doing a giveaway, so definitely keep up with that. Also, speaking of podcasts outside of here, there is a podcast that's coming out, I think, this week or maybe next, called Obsessed, where I talk about this show, actually, and how obsessed I am about this. And I get into some heavy stuff about how much my love-hate relationship with this show, but we love it because he asked some pretty hard-hitting questions about why I love this show so much. So definitely check it out. It's called Obsessed with Joseph Scrimshaw. There's a bunch of stuff on there. Check that out. Also, I forgot that next week we're talking about Mom. is what we're doing. She, we're going to find out where she's been captured, what's going on with her, and that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So anyway,
and hopefully we see more Jack.
Yeah. Yes. We'll see. It might be just Mama Winchester all next week. I'm hoping that we can see Jack because I miss his beautiful face. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful rest of your weekend and your week, and we will see you guys back here for episode 9, mid-season finale of Supernatural.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Leo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Stay weird.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.